Proclamation number 3987, dated the February 28th, 1947. God is mental. He allows himself to be found. I draw close to anyone who looks for me and participate in his thinking, that is, the strength of my spirit makes contact with the spiritual spark in the human being and thus the association with me is established for the duration of his mental activity regarding me. And then people's thinking will be correct because my spirit will put it into order and guide it. And thus all kinds of questions can be raised mentally, whether the person desires an answer for himself or for conversations with other people, he will receive the right answer because I myself stay as a mentor with those who are looking for me. But I truly know best to what extent people strive towards me and therefore I consider every person differently, depending on his desire and the compliance with the conditions which enable the working of my spirit. And it will often seem as if I treat people unfairly if the effort of one person is not outwardly noticeable to his fellow human beings. Yet someone who withdraws into solitude need not display his striving. However, it will be easier for him to make contact with me and he can therefore be a diligent student of mine, whereas his fellow human being is incapable of looking inwards due to lack of practice and is therefore not able to hear my gentle voice. In that case his connection with the world is still too strong and this obstacle has to be removed first if someone wants to find me and hear my voice. The spirit within the person is not interested in the world, it only seeks contact with the Father Spirit. For this reason I draw close to anyone whose heart desires me, and I allow myself to be found by anyone who looks for me, for love is in everyone who seeks me, and therefore he longs for me, the primary source of love. He will indeed reach his goal of being eternally united with me, for anyone who lives in love is in me and I am in him. And he will feel my presence because I allow myself to be found by someone who looks for me. Thus he will also be aware of my presence and therefore already be happy on earth. From this time on the world has nothing to offer him anymore because he desires different goods, gifts offered to him by my love in the form of words which he either perceives mentally or audibly and which are the most precious gift he can receive on earth because they originate from the spiritual kingdom, because it is my voice he hears, the voice of the Father who speaks to his child. Anyone who lives a life of love on earth is indeed a most blessed creature since he will never ever need to miss me again for I will permeate him with my strength of love and he will receive knowledge in abundance. Then the spirit in him will be able to express itself and indeed be listened to and understood. His soul will merge with the spirit and subordinate the body so that its substances can also spiritualize themselves as long as it is the soul's shell on earth. But I draw everything to me which adapts itself to me by shaping itself into love. There will be no more separation, no gulf between the person and me once he lives a life of love. Then I will be close to him and accessible to him at all times. Then he will always and forever be able to hear my word. He can communicate with me by withdrawing into his closet, by looking inwards and listening to my voice. He will no longer need to look for me for he has found me and will not distance himself from me again because my proximity makes him happy. Because my word is the greatest bliss for him and because an abundance of strength and light pour into him and testify to my presence. Seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Communicate with me mentally and you will hear my answer, you will mature and safely reach the goal of blissful union with me. Amen.